I've been in France for a few days visiting the First World War graves and things like this and battlefields, and then I was coming back yesterday and driving back up the M25. My wife phoned me and said, oh, there's been a comment in the Telegraph and Brackley or one of the clubs being investigated for match fixing. And I thought, oh my goodness, what the... And obviously when I got back home, I read the story and obviously things on Twitter and things. And all I can say is, personally and as a club, we know actually nothing about it. It is news to us. Obviously spoke to John Brady and then he reminded me about the match and I thought, oh yeah. So I don't know. There's obviously, as you stated in your comment, illegal betting practices or what, or suspicious ones, I imagine, which is how they pick it all up. But you know, we know nothing about it.
Have you had any contact from Fedabet about this claim? Then
I wouldn't even know who they are. I wouldn't, you know. You know, and I noticed last night, I mean, I got an email from the conference that, you know, they've had no contact whatsoever, so they know nothing. They've not been contacted, because I think there was a lot of conference north clubs and south clubs and things like that. But, you know, they know nothing about it either. And as far as I can make out, the Football Association know that we've had no contact or anything. Mm. But, you know, I mean, I personally think it's one of the most worst crimes you can commit, having, you know, played football myself and things like that. You know, I just, you know, if anybody was involved, well, they deserve whatever they get if it is proven or whatever, you know. But I mean, I'm hoping, you know, because at the end of the day we won the game and things like that. I don't know, so whether it's us, Boston or any of the clubs, obviously there's something suspicious, which...
Are you, Francis, are going to hold your own inquiry and your own investigation into this one?
No. We've got no, we don't know of any players betting or anything like this or any members. I mean, I know from the guidelines we get from the Football Association as, you know, custodians of the club, all officials are, you know, banned from betting, so as far as I know, the people I've spoken to know nothing about it and, you know, are not aware of anything, you know, players betting or anything like that. But you know, what goes on outside, you cannot, and obviously closed season now, we're signing new players, old players have left, so we'll just have to see.
Francis,
what happens?
In a statement, the Football Conference said that they're at a loss to understand what evidence may exist for Fedabet to make such claims.
Mm.
Is that, I imagine that's a view that you potentially share?
I'm just bemused about it all, because, as I say, the first I heard was yesterday. I'd never even heard of these people. I'm obviously reading the papers, you know, the stories about, you know, the Indian Cricket League and rugby and sports and betting, but I just assume there was some branch, you know, that monitors the bets and things like this, which I'm assuming, whether that's the branch that does it, I don't know. I've no idea. We've no idea.